I just feel like there's something in that this morning. There's something in the waiting this morning. And we're in such a hurry all of the time. We're always in a hurry. And I'm always in a hurry, but I don't know what I'm hurrying for half the time. It's like we hurry up to wait, or really, life is just going 100 miles an hour, and sometimes I think it's good to just take a step back, and there is something in the waiting. There's something about waiting on Him and just making time for Him and being saturated by Him. And so I'm not 100% sure, but there is something there this morning that He really desires us to know and to understand and to not grow weary in the waiting. The Bible says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. And there are some of you that have been waiting for a very long time for a lot of things. A lot longer than I've been waiting. A lot longer than, but the key, I believe, is to not grow weary and to not allow the enemy to distort your view or your perspective or your affections toward God, toward who He is, toward who He says He is, and toward who He is in your life. And this morning when I saw it, it was like, it was a beautiful thing. The waiting can be a beautiful thing. The waiting process can be a beautiful process if we will not grow weary in the waiting, if we will hold on, if we will allow God to saturate us in that place and cry out to Him. And I'm not saying don't be real with what you're feeling. Don't be real with how disappointed you are or how frustrated you are, but do that in the waiting. Do that in the waiting process. Waiting doesn't necessarily just mean you just sit there and do nothing. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that sometimes the waiting is wrestling with God. Sometimes the waiting is pouring your heart out and crying out to Him and saying, you don't understand what's going on, and I don't get it, God, but I'm here and I'm not leaving. I'm here and I'm not leaving. I'm choosing You. I'm choosing to believe what You say. I'm choosing to wait here and to wait for You and to wait on You and to trust You when everything in me wants to run, when everything in me wants to turn You off, when everything in me wants to harden my heart. Waiting is a beautiful place. And wow. Ha. And the enemy has turned it into a place of rejection and abandonment and disappointment and hopelessness. He's taken the waiting and He's caused God's children to believe something completely different about God and who He is. There's something beautiful in the waiting. There's a beauty that arises from it. She, in Song of Solomon, it says, out of the desert, she came leaning on her beloved. She came out leaning on her beloved. In the desert, not in the midst of the mountaintop and the flourishing and the dreams of God being fulfilled in her life and in all of the promises being fulfilled. It says in the desert place. The desert always resembles and represents dry and hard and death and nothing grows there. But she came out of that place leaning on her beloved. she did come up and out. If we're willing to lean in the waiting, he will bring us up and out. I don't know how long it will take. I don't know what it will look like. I don't have that. But I do know that if we lean and if we wait and we lean in, he will bring us up and out. Because he's good. He's good. And before Henny shared that, I was picturing that, you know, the picture that I saw with the light. And then I was thinking about Jesus. And Jesus is the light of the world, and light dispels darkness. And so everywhere that Jesus goes, darkness is dispelled. And Jesus said, you know, the same spirit that is in him is in us, and we then are also the light of the world. And so we make things so hard and so difficult. So where I go, where darkness is dispelled because Jesus is in me. The light of the world in me is being released out of me, whether I realize it or not. And so we can walk in. And I was thinking of that. So if I'm feeling like I am in a dark place and I am in this place of loneliness and darkness and the light of the world lives in me, then I just need to become more aware of that light, because then that light of Jesus in me, living in me, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, can then dispel the darkness that I am feeling or that I am living in or that I am walking in, and I can then trust in who he says he is, and I can walk in hope. There's so much that he's given us through the cross and through his blood that we are not walking in. There's so much more, you guys. There's so much more. And I want more. I want to walk in the fullness of what he has for me. I don't want to settle. You know, settling to me used to mean a lot of different things. You know, when you first get saved, like I first got saved, settling was, you know, choosing to do the things I used to do that I knew God wasn't pleased with. And now the more I walk this journey and I walk this road and I walk through this process, it's like, I want it all. Like, I just want all of you for all of me. All of me, God, even the parts I don't like, even the parts I don't understand about me, God, the parts that I'd rather just not talk about, God, all of me for all of you. He had me in Ephesians on my way home last night, and I was like, okay, and Ephesians is incredible. How blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to the high places of blessings in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundations, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love. This is what I'm talking about, the more. I want to understand this. I want to walk in this. I want to walk in the fullness of what Paul is saying to the church here, to these people. I want to walk in that. It says, and takes us to the high places of blessings in him. What does that look like? What does that even mean? High place of blessings in him. I have no idea. I know that it means most likely more than where I'm at right now. More than what I've experienced. He had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love. He could have focused his love and anything and anywhere, right? Because he's God and he can do that. But he chose you and I to focus his love on. The God of the universe, the God of everything and everyone, whether they realize it or not, he is God no matter what. Chose to focus his love on us. For he made two, here's why. This is beautiful. To focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. God doesn't love us to leave us where he found us. He loves us. He does. He'll, you know what? And you can, God loves you no matter what. And you can stay in the pig pen. You can stay there and it won't change how he loves you. But thank God there is no agenda in his love other than to love you. But there is something that is produced when you allow the love of God and the fullness of God to come into you that draws you out. It draws you out of the pig pen. It draws you out of, even out of settling. It draws you out of old mindsets. It draws you out to be made whole and holy. He did not die on the cross for us to remain broken. He died on the cross because we are broken. But there's so much more. The death is not it. It's the raising and the rising, and it's him victorious that is allows us to be victorious, and we can be whole. We don't have to walk around broken. We don't have to walk around paralyzed or numb. Or you can. You very much can. That's your choice. That's the beauty of his love. He decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure he took in planning this. He wants us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift-giving by the hand of his beloved Son. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we're a free people. Free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all our misdeeds, and not just barely free either, abundantly free. I want that, abundantly free. Abundantly free. Not living in captivity to anything or to anyone but his love. I want to be wrecked. I want to be captivated so by his love that is what rules my life. That is what rules my decisions. That is what wakes me up in the morning, and that is what leads me through the day. Free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all our misdeeds, and not just barely free, but abundantly free. He thought of everything. He provided for everything we could possibly need. Everything we could possibly need. Letting us in on the plans he took such delight in making. He set it all out before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything would be brought together and summed up in him. Everything in deepest heaven and everything on planet Earth. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us, had designs on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose he is working out in everything and everyone. God's whole purpose. Is to restore us to relationship with him like sin never happened. You understand that? That's his desire. That's his desire, is to restore us to a place where, like, sin never entered, and separation between him and I and you and him never entered. And I feel like we've had this idea that it's in the sweet by and by, and it's when we get to heaven. But we're here now, and we can start that now. We can start that now. We can start that process, and we can have the fullness of what God intended is not right. I know there are things that come when we move from this life to the next, we'll be known as we are known. But I'm saying I don't believe that we have to wait for the fullness of his love and that process. I believe we can start that now. I believe we can start that process of relationship. And God, I don't know, I have no idea. Because all I know is this broken world and this broken vessel and this broken life. So we honestly can't even wrap our heads around what it would be like to be in relationship with God without any kind of separation. But that's his intent. That was his heart. His heart from the very beginning, you guys. His heart from the very beginning was that you and I would be in such intimacy with him and unity with him, and that we would just, we should just be this extension of him. And there's this freedom of love, and love is fluent, and it's flowing, and it should always be flowing. It's always flowing. It is. It's a fluid thing. It's not. And it's good. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. It's in him. It's the only place it can be found is in him. That's where we find out who we are, and that's where we find out what we're living for. Why are we here? We're here first and foremost to have relationship with him and relationship with others. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, he had his eye on us. He had designs on us for glorious living. What was his design? The Garden of Eden. Perfection. That was his desire. That was his design. All right, I'm going to keep going. And he's working out in everything and everyone. It's in Christ that once you heard the truth and believed it, this message of your salvation, found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. This signet from God is the first installment of what's coming, a reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. That's why when I heard of the solid trust you have in the Master Jesus and your outpouring of love to all the followers of Jesus, I couldn't stop thanking God for you. Every time I prayed, I'd think of you and give thanks, but I do more than thank. I ask the God of our Master Jesus, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally. This is my prayer for us, and I've read this before. To make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally, your eyes focused and clear, so that you can see exactly what it is he's calling you to do. May our eyes be focused and clear so that we can know individually what it is that he is calling us to, and then corporately so we can know what it is that he is calling us to. That is my prayer. That is my desire. And that once we get it, and once we have it, that focus, you know, God focused his love on us. And so we are created in his image. So his ability to focus on something and to love so intensely and immensely is in us then, is it not? If we're created in his image, if that is true, then what he is capable of, we are also capable of. In him and through him, though, hear me. In him and through him. Not in and of ourselves, but in him and through him. And so once he shows us and we're focused, look out. Look out, like, because that kind of focus and clarity, we will... When we understand and we have it, it's gonna be intense. grasp the immensity of this glorious way of life he has for his followers. Oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him. Endless energy and boundless strength. I receive that. Endless energy and boundless strength. All this energy issues from Christ. God raised him from death and set him on a throne in deep heaven, in charge of running the universe. Everything from galaxies to governments, no name and no power exempt from his rule. And not just for the time being, but forever. He is in charge of it all, has the final word on everything. At the center of all of this, Christ rules the church. The church, you see, is not peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. The church is Christ's body in which he speaks and acts, by which he fills everything with his presence. So this morning, I just want to encourage you that throughout this day and this week, just think about God and about what his focus was from the very beginning, and his desire for you and his love for you and his affection for you, and let that just begin to saturate. Let it begin to saturate, and let him begin to just continue to speak truth. Ask him, pray this week, ask him to show you, to give you focus and clarity to what it is he's calling you to, that we can grasp the immensity of this glorious way of life. Because I believe that we are called to so much more. We're called to so much more and to walk in so much more and to live in such a, I mean, at the very beginning of this, it said, takes us and Jesus Christ and takes us to the high places of blessings in him. We were created for great things. For so much more. And that's my desire for us individually and for us as a body, is to walk in the fullness of who God has called us to be, so that we can then, and then when we understand that and we walk in that, things will just begin to happen. It really will. Things will just begin to happen around you, or break free, or right? The light that's in you dispels the darkness everywhere that you go, whether you realize it or not. All right. Well, God, I just thank you for this morning. And I thank you for the waiting. I'm not always thankful for the waiting, but I thank you for it. In the midst of it, God, I'm not always thankful for it. But God, I genuinely desire what you have, not only for me, but for this body and for your people, God. I desire for your people to walk in the fullness of what you've called them to. God, I desire for your people to just have everything that you paid for. Everything that you paid for, God, that they would not settle for anything, but everything that you paid for. That we would walk in the fullness of what you have for us, and we would walk in the fullness of who we are in you, and that we would allow that to just burst out of us, God, into those around us. I just thank you for this body, and I thank you that you are moving us, and you are leading us, and you are, God, you are going to give us focus and clarity individually, God, into what it is that you have called us to. And then, God, I know that you're going to show us as a body, corporately, what it is that you've called us to, and why you've placed us in this place, in this season, and in this time, and in for your plans and your purposes. And God, I thank you that we don't have to wonder. I thank you that you are revealing it, and you are making it known what it is that you have for us. I just love you, and I thank you in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.